This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. What is the Cotton Checkoff? Christy Short with the Cotton Board explains.
So the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was formed quite some time ago by cotton producers wanting to band together to promote their fiber, cotton, the best fiber of choice. And they created the Cotton Board. So what you see here on the screen is kind of three different arms of the Cotton Research and Promotion Program. So here at the Cotton Board, we are the group that actually collects the assessment. So we have a team that works in our compliance department that works with purchasers, handlers, and all those groups to collect that assessment. Then we also have that administrative arm where we actually administer the program. We oversee all the technicalities. We oversee a board, a budget, and all that kind of stuff. And then we get to do my favorite part at the Cotton Board is communicate back with our program stakeholders. So communicate with our cotton producers, our cotton importers on what the RMP program is doing with their funds.
The checkoff funds go to Cotton Incorporated, where the work gets done.
So they're the group that conducts research or, you know, works with universities and extension offices for that research, work in product development and implementation, communicate with mills overseas with different types of research they need to have. They also promote cotton to consumers. So all of this leads to creating demand and profitability for cotton.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.